From our new home at Grand Center, we welcome you at home and to you here at our Grand Center studios for our St. Louis on the Air town hall discussion. Today and tomorrow, we'll be discussing a proposed constitutional amendment and three propositions on the statewide Missouri ballot in next Tuesday's election. I'm Don Marsh, and this live broadcast will focus on local control of the St. Louis Police Department. It's on the ballot as Proposition A, and on placing restrictions on how state health care insurance exchanges are established. At the end of this hour, we'll continue and record the discussion for broadcast tomorrow, focusing on proposals to increase the tobacco tax, and we'll look at Amendment 3, the proposed constitutional amendment to change the way appellate court judges are selected. We're unable to take calls tomorrow, so send your questions or comments right now to stlouispublicradio.org, send us a tweet at STL on Air, or reach us through Facebook. Let's get on with our first hour's discussion. Our guests, Jeff Rainford, the Chief of Staff for St. Louis Mayor Slay. He supports Proposition A, the local control proposal. John Shaznoff is Program Director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Eastern Missouri, and he opposes it. Gentlemen, we welcome. Thank you.
Don, thanks for having us.
And would you like to welcome them, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, we're off and running. Jeff, let me start with you. Make your best case for Proposition A.
Well, Proposition A really is about local control of the St. Louis Police Department, and local control is the norm. State control of police department is abnormal, and it exists almost nowhere else in America. And, you know, it really kind of comes down to this. The mayor goes out into our neighborhoods in St. Louis, and almost at every neighborhood meeting, he hears something about the St. Louis Police Department. Oftentimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But our mayor, Mayor Slay, and mayors for the last 150 years have been frustrated because the mayor of the city of St. Louis does not control the police department. The people of St. Louis don't control their own police department. Jefferson City does. So we have politicians in Jefferson City who are making decisions about our police department who've never stepped foot in Baden, never stepped foot in Old North St. Louis, never stepped foot in Hyde Park, never stepped foot in Tower Grove or St. Louis Hills. And they, frankly, have no idea what our citizens want or demand from the police department or what they expect from the police department. And frankly, many of them don't even care. And so voters have a chance to change that. This is the way it is in Chesterfield, Baldwin. This is the way it is in Franklin County. This is the way it is in Columbia, Springfield, everywhere else in the state except for St. Louis and Kansas City. And that's because the people of a city, the people of a county, the people of a town or township, they pay the bills. They're the ones who depend on the police department. They're the ones who should be holding the police department accountable when crime is too high or when things go wrong in a department. And, you know, and so that's why local control is the norm and state control is abnormal. So people who care about safe neighborhoods in the city of St. Louis should vote yes on Proposition A. As far as people who don't live in the city, what not many people know is because this is a state agency, when something does go wrong in the St. Louis Police Department and there's a lawsuit, and if the police department is a defendant, the state of Missouri, the attorney general, has to spend your tax dollars defending those lawsuits, and if the police department loses, spend your tax dollars paying out judgments. And typically that's up to about $500,000 per year in state taxpayers' money. So I can sympathize with people who quibble about Proposition A. You know, I might not like every single aspect of it, but this is our last best chance, and make no mistake about it. If for some reason Proposition A doesn't pass, this is it. The state legislature is not going to come back and give John or anybody else what they want. This is our chance to rectify something that was created right before the Civil War, an injustice that was done right before the Civil War, and this is our best chance to do it.
But it has been working okay, hasn't it?
Well, it depends what you mean by okay. There are a lot of our citizens who believe that crime is too high. There are a lot of our citizens who are rightly outraged when the last police chief was paid $100,000 plus all of his sick leave, vacation time, his pension to go away. There are a lot of people who, you know, don't really like it when police commissioners get special favors and basically when there are charges against relatives, you know, say, hey, make that go away. So it really, if you really pay close attention to what's going on in St. Louis, there has been far more scandal and far more controversy in the St. Louis Police Department than there has been in the rest of city government. We hear all the time, hey, from people outside of St. Louis, hey, citizens in the rest of Missouri and the rest of the country, they're fully capable of having their own police department, but we don't trust the people of St. Louis to have their own police department. One, I find it insulting. Secondly, I think there's a tinge of racism to it. And third, it's simply not factual. It's a bunch of nonsense. We think with more direct accountability to the people of St. Louis, this department, which, as you point out, is a very good department, will become a great department. We think that, and the last issue is that the citizens of St. Louis pay the bills. We had a non-binding referendum about 2 years ago, and by an overwhelming majority, the citizens of St. Louis said, yes, we want our police department. They pay the bills. They depend on it. If they want it back, they should be able to get it back. And again, an injustice that occurred by a pro-slavery state legislature at the beginning of the Civil War, we finally have a chance to rectify that.
All right, Jeff Rainford, John Chasnoff. Go ahead. Your best case.
Sure. We're in an interesting position here, those of us who are opposing Prop A. I represent a group of organizations who have come together to oppose Prop A after a long fight to get local control of the police. So why have we changed our position, if you want to say it like that? It's because there have been certain basic principles that we've been fighting for as the underlying logic of local control. And those principles are being undermined and undercut by Prop A. What do I mean by that? Local control should mean that citizens have greater input into their police department. Police departments need to be transparent so that the citizens can have some oversight. They can see what's going on. They know, what are the levers of their government that are being pulled, and they have some control over those levers. So it's always best when government is closer to the people. But local control shouldn't be about just switching around the boxes on an organizational chart. You have the governor in charge, now you have the mayor in charge. Is there really any difference? It really has to be about the underlying buy-in of the citizens. If you're interested in safety for the police officers of St. Louis and for the citizens of St. Louis, it's been shown over and over again that crime fighting is more effective and officers are safer when they have the buy-in and trust of the citizens of the city. And so our problem with Prop A is that along with these benefits of local control, there's too high a price to pay. There are two things in this bill that undermine citizen input. And for us, they're a price that we're not willing to pay. We think we need to fix this bill, do it right the first time, and come back with something that everybody in St. Louis can support.
But if it goes down this time, John, what are the chances of it coming back in our lifetime?
None.
Well, this has been a long struggle for us. We were some of the first organizations that got involved in this. And 6 years ago when we started this fight, even the mayor's office told us, this is a fight that's not winnable. It's not going to happen.
No, we didn't.
We came to your office, Jeff, and we convinced you to get in this fight that it was winnable. And so, yeah, it might be an uphill struggle to come back to the legislature and do this again, but it's also going to be an uphill struggle to try to fix this after it's passed. So our position is let's do it right the first time. There was a consensus in Jefferson City to pass a bill that we agreed with, that the mayor's office agreed with, that the police officers agreed with, and so we think that consensus can be rebuilt.
What do you make out of the fact that the biggest majority statewide in support of this were in the Kansas City area and in rural Missouri, at much higher percentages than in the St. Louis area? Either one.
Well, I think the fact of the matter is that it is such common sense. I mean, I think in St. Louis we've had a lot of debates over, you know, including some police officers who were for it, some police officers who were against it, folks like John and the group he represents. Everywhere else, it's just common sense. And they're like, huh? The state of Missouri controls the St. Louis Police Department? What the heck is wrong with you folks? I mean, to everybody else who are, except for maybe those of us who are way down in the weeds, this is a no-brainer. Of course the city of Springfield is going to control its police department. Of course Sedalia is going to control its police department in Pettis County and Pike County, because that's the way it is everywhere else. As I said, local control of a police department or sheriff's department is normal, and other folks are like, are you guys from Mars? I mean, how did this ever happen? And it even happened in an abnormal way. Again, pro-slavery The legislature was pro-slavery, and they were afraid that the St. Louis Police Department and its arsenal of weapons would be used against the Confederacy, so they took control of it to make sure it didn't happen. 150, almost 150 years at the end of the Civil War, I think we can all agree that we can put that behind us, and it's time to get modern and move on. So I think the answer to your question is, for most people, this is just common sense. And so when you hear people who say, no, don't do it, they're scratching their heads and going, well, that's the way it works everywhere else. That's the way it should work in St. Louis.
And we're concerned that the ballot language does make it seem like a common sense proposal, but the ballot language doesn't describe some of the details of this bill that we have severe problems with. That's the two issues that we really object to in Prop A, and they were not in the Jeff City bill that we agreed to. Those two issues are undermining of civilian review boards and closing of certain very important police records, which destroys transparency for the department. So there are two provisions in this bill that undercut citizen input and destroy citizen confidence in the police department. We think that's a big mistake, but that's something that outstate folks and people in Kansas City might not recognize when they read the ballot language.
Well, I think that's people outstate who will again say, let's treat everybody the same. Right now, under the Sunshine Law, there is a specific exemption for all public employees, all police officers in St. Louis County, and everywhere else, that records related to discipline are exempt from the Sunshine Law. Those are closed records. And so all this does is treat the St. Louis police officers like everybody else. Our number one issue in the city is crime, okay? And our citizens do believe that if there are rogue police officers, something should happen to them. Our citizens do believe that if police officers violate their oath, something should happen to them. But if what we tell our police officers in St. Louis, and John's not from St. Louis, and I've always asked him, why aren't you doing this in St. Louis County? Why don't you make all these records public in St. Louis County and in Chesterfield and in University City and everywhere else? What he and his organization are saying is, let's treat St. Louis police officers differently. Let's open up their records so if they make a mistake, even an honest mistake, you know, their careers and their lives are going to be on the line. If we do that and we ask our police officers, because let's face it, thugs shot Megan Boeken. A thug shot those three young ladies after stealing their cell phones. If we ask our police officers, which we do every day, go out and stop that. But if you make a mistake, even an honest mistake, folks like John and others are going to, you know, are going to really make your life miserable, then we're not going to have police officers who are willing to do that. We need common sense approach to it, and it is not common sense if in every other part of the state these records are closed, but we're going to say in one part of the state, the city of St. Louis, they are open. And I think most folks in the state of Missouri would consider that to be very, very unfair.
John. And it's always very interesting for me to hear Jeff represent our position because he gets it completely backwards. It's always a little mystifying to me. Our concern is that Prop A creates an exemption for St. Louis and that St. Louis will not be treated like the rest of the state. Currently, the way the law works across Missouri, disciplinary records are closed for police officers.
And everybody else.
But there's an exception. It's an important exception. When an officer's accused of committing a crime, the Missouri Supreme Court has said those records ought to be open. Citizens ought to be able to see an investigation and make sure it's thorough when an officer's been accused of a crime under color of law. That's the law across Missouri, and we want to keep that law exactly that way.
And this does.
What Prop A does is it closes all disciplinary records, including these investigations of criminal activity by police.
Does not say that, John.
And so what this would do is create a specific exemption where all across the state, other cities would have the ability to look at these criminal investigations, but St. Louis wouldn't. The same with civilian review. There's an enabling statute that applies to all of Missouri. And cities across the state are able to set up civilian review according to that statute. But this creates certain exemptions and severely limits the effectiveness of a civilian review board in St. Louis. We're saying, why should St. Louis be treated differently once again, like it's been treated for 150 years? Shouldn't the same laws for civilian review, for open records, shouldn't they apply equally across the state?
Jeff, why is that even in this proposal?
Well, it's in this proposal because, first of all, it reiterates state law. It does not say that criminal records or the way the law works today is once a criminal investigation is complete, those records are open. It doesn't say anything about that. It does not change that part of the law. It simply reiterates the fact that as under the Sunshine Law, records related to internal disciplinary matters remain closed. Why did we put it in there? Because police officers wanted to be reassured that they were not going to be treated differently than other public employees. So if we have a guy who's filling potholes and driving a pothole truck who is drinking, and he doesn't break the law, and there's an internal investigation, and we give him a 2-week suspension or we fire him, those records are not open. Those records are not open for any public employee, me included, and everybody else in the state of Missouri. They're an exemption under the Sunshine Law. And the police officer said, well, we don't want to be treated differently than everybody else. Please reassure us that we won't. And so we put it in there. It simply says that the disciplinary records, which today are closed records, will remain closed. It says nothing about criminal investigations being closed records, and it does not close them.
Well, we disagree on that point, because there is a type of disciplinary record where if police are investigated of a crime that's open now, and this Prop A says all disciplinary records will be closed, so it'll close those. But, Don, I just want to make the point that this gets very technical very quickly and probably, you know, hard for most folks to hear one side, they hear the other side. But if there's this much dispute over the proposition and this much confusion, you know it's going to be held up in the courts for years. And we don't need to create a bill that's going to just tie us up with litigation.
Litigate over a small point, but the rest of it will be held up. And the other point is that we don't have that kind of accountability today, because if something goes wrong today, who do the people of St. Louis go to? Do they go to the governor? Have you as a reporter or anybody else ever called the governor up and said, Governor, what are you going to do about this? Or if there's wrongdoing by a commissioner, there is nothing in the state law today that if a commissioner does wrong, there's no way for that commissioner to be removed. There is no accountability today. As the Post-Dispatch said, you know, let's not let the enemy be perfect be the enemy of the good. This is a dramatic, dramatic improvement. Now, can we quibble over details? There's a few details in here I might quibble over, but this is a radical improvement for the city of St. Louis. And when you say it's going to be held up, maybe some of the fine points will be held up, but we will finally, after 150 years, undo an injustice that was done by the state of Missouri to the people of St. Louis. And so the idea that it's all going to get held up while we quibble over while you sue, I guess that's where you're saying the lawsuit will come from. I mean, that's simply not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is we are finally going to have our police department back, and we're finally going to have accountability, and taxpayers outside of the city of St. Louis will stop paying for legal judgments within the city.
We don't have plans to sue, but if a civilian review board were created in the city, I'm sure folks who are opposed to it would file a lawsuit. We'd be off and running in the courts. But I think the problem here is that we had a general consensus around a bill, Joe Kevany's bill in Jefferson City. And when they sat down to write Prop A, a narrow group of people sat down in a room and created Prop A. They didn't consult the larger coalition, which had been part of the Democratic give and take that results in a balanced bill. And so we ended up with language in here which is highly problematic for a large segment of the St. Louis community. I don't know that it happened intentionally, if it was oversight, but when you don't consult people and when you sit down in a room in secret, this is the kind of problem.
Well, there was no secret, John. We've told everybody why we did what we did. There was no secret, but the bill you talked about didn't pass, and it's not going to pass. And so this gives us the last best chance. This is 98% of what was done in Jefferson City. But, I mean, since it hadn't been brought up, yes, we did meet. We told everybody we were going to do this with the police officers to make sure that they're comfortable, because we need police officers with good morale. We need police officers who are comfortable and happy with what we're doing. So we did protect their pension. We are protecting their pay and benefits. We are protecting them from political interference or nonsense by aldermen or anybody else. And we did that because we want police officers to embrace and go along with local control, because we do, as John pointed out, want a partnership between the citizens of St. Louis and their police department.
You know, one of the things that I hear a lot of people talking about has nothing to do with transparency. A lot of people perhaps have not read exactly what our audience here is reading now. Basically, they're concerned about politicizing the police department, and a lot of police officers are concerned about that the department will become enmeshed in city politics. John, I've not heard you address that part of it. Is this one of your concerns?
Well, I think there's politics involved on whatever level you set this up on. So, you know, there haven't been maybe as much local politics, but then there's been state politics involved in the police department. So I'm not concerned in general with the issue of politics in the police department. I think that you have to find the balance. You have to have a department that's insulated in some ways from political influence, but also responsive. And that balance is created when you give the chief a 5-year contract so he can't be fired immediately, or you create a police board that distances the police, you know, from the political influences. Those balances can be achieved. But what I am concerned is that the way our charter reads now, it gives almost exclusive authority to the mayor. And so if we get local control, the mayor's head of public safety will be appointing the police chief. And there aren't really the checks and balances built into the system that we really need. So we would like to see some charter changes where maybe the aldermen nominate a police chief or they approve the appointment of a police chief. And civilian review, I think, would be another check and balance. So the way it's going to happen under Prop A is lopsided in favor of one department in city government and will give them too much influence, I think.
Charter changes don't come easily to the city of St.
Well,
Louis.
And really, this is where it gets insulting. So what people who raise that question are saying is, well, you know, in South County or West County or Mid-Missouri or everywhere else, we can trust those people to have their own police department, but we can't trust the people of St. Louis to have their own police department and to govern their own affairs. Number one, that's false. The people of St. Louis do a very good job of governing their own affairs. Number two, as I said before, I think there's a tinge of racism in there. And number three is what we don't have today is accountability. So when there is a towing scandal, where do people go to get justice? When you do have police officers who do wrong or police commissioners who do wrong, we had a great police commissioner a few years ago, Todd Epstein, and there was a palace coup there where he got voted out over politics. There's politics in everything and politics in this St. Louis Police Department, but there's no accountability. If something goes wrong in that department and we have local control, the citizens know where the buck stops. It stops with the mayor. They go to the mayor, and if they don't get justice, they vote him out of office. That's the way it works in America. It works from president all the way down to, you know, places that elect the dog catcher.
Speaking of politics, we have a tweet here. Thank you for the discussion on Prop A. Mayor Slay doesn't want citizens voting, citizens' voices heard. He just wants a win in his reelection.
The mayor's been working for this forever. Mayors before him wanted this. This has been a frustration for mayors going back a very long time. You know, this is something that we've been working for a long time, and we just could not get justice in Jefferson City. We wish this had been done 8 years ago or 4 years ago or 2 years ago or 1 year ago, but Jefferson City wouldn't let go. And so, you know, we had to go to the voters of the state of Missouri, and I wished it had happened a long time ago. We might have a very different city today had it been done a long time ago. But as I said, the voters finally have a chance to fix this injustice.
And I would respond to that question by saying that this is the mayor's office who vetoed civilian review when we got a bill through the Board of Aldermen. And so there has been a history of denying citizen input into the police department. And we're seeing that again here with Prop A.
You know, a lot of eyebrows have been raised by the fact that Rex Sinkfield, the local financier, has been involved in the background of this, bringing it to a statewide vote, number one, pumping a lot of money into Mayor Slay's campaign, by the way. And are wondering what his role in all of this is and what his motives are.
Well, I think that, look at what his motives are. Do you really think Rex Sinkfield is worried that, oh, I might get caught drunk driving, so let me control the police department so I can get out of drunk driving, or that I'm going to have a nephew who's going to get in trouble? I mean, the guy's doing it because he is a philanthropist. He's trying to make the world better. Now, we can argue about how he's going about it, and people do, and I do. I know him. I consider him to be a friend. I argue with him all the time. But the guy's got nothing to gain out of this. He doesn't need the St. Louis Police Department for anything. You know, I think he's involved in it because the mayor asked him to be involved with it because the General Assembly stalled us. And we actually went to the business community probably 6 or 7 years ago and said, listen, we don't think we're going to get justice out of Jefferson City. Will you support us to put this on the ballot? And at the time, the business community said, well, how much will it cost? And we said, a lot of money. And they said they weren't interested. So then Rex came along and we asked him to do it. I think he's doing it it simply to make the city better. And again, there are other issues in Jefferson City that he has that we can all argue about. I disagree with him on some things. I agree with him on some things. But I will tell you, above all else, the guy, he could be in the south of France right now. That's where I would be if I were he, or in the Bahamas or somewhere else. And he came back to try to make his state, and in this case, the city he grew up with, better. He's got no dog in this hunt. This isn't about taxes or all the other things that are his primary thing. He's just trying to make the world
better. He's got about $8 million in it, as I understand.
And Don, I would say that there's a concern about outsized influence of money in politics. A lot of us have that concern in general. The folks who are Citizens Against Prop A, we have a website, citizensagainstprop.a.com. You can go there, but we don't have the money to broadcast our message where Rex Singfeld has been able to hire paid organizers and spread this message with mailings and that kind of thing. So, you know, we think that on a level playing field, our arguments will hold weight with the voters, but it's very hard against that much money to get the message out.
Well, I want to get to that central point, that what the voters really
want. Very quickly,
our
time, our segment is just about over, so it'll have to be very quick. I'll give you each 30 seconds to wrap up, and you can make your point there, but we've got to move along.
What the voters really want, and where John is in a fringe. He is good-hearted. He is smart. I respect him, but he's in a fringe. What the people really want is for crime to go down in the city of St. Louis. That's what 95% of the people want. They want a police department that responds to their needs. They like police officers. They support police officers. Again, rogue officers, officers who violate their oath, that's one thing. But officers who we ask to go down dark alleys and chase after violent criminals who are going to be held to account for honest mistakes and whose lives and careers are going to be upended, they don't want to do that. They want officers. They will support their police officers, and as long as they're doing the right thing for the right reasons, they don't want every police officer on a frame-by-frame basis to be held up, because what they know is if that occurs, then crime is going to go up and the thugs are going
to
take over.
I'll try to be very brief.
Please.
All of us support our officers. I'll repeat again that the safety of our officers is dependent on the trust of the citizens, and the effectiveness of crime fighting is based on the trust of the citizens. So Prop A comes along and undermines that trust. We think it's a big mistake, a big step in the wrong direction. We think we ought to vote this one down, come back to the table, build the consensus we had before, and do this thing right.
John Chesnoff and Jeff Frainford, thank you so much for being with us. Good discussion here, and we appreciate that. When we come back, thank you. When we come back, we'll be talking about Proposition E, the proposal to establish restrictions on establishing health insurance exchanges here in Missouri. This is St. Louis Public Radio and St. Louis on the Air, 90.7 KWMU.